when he came in, the mother said, "Young man, how are you been?"
Well, what about, you say that a person goes to school to get
an education? Well, in the early days, they say he might go to get his learning, book learning. I never heard that used. But, that's like this book on Texas.
Yeah. Or after high school, some people go on to
college.
Further
education, which they must do, they should do.
And after kindergarten, a child goes into the...
He goes into the grade school.
Which one is usually the... He begins in the...
First grade. I don't know, they used to have primary now. I guess that's taken... That's in the kindergarten now.
Yeah.
But when I was going to school, they had the primary class, you know. Of course, they didn't have any kindergarten.
What about in a schoolroom, each child sits at his own
desk.
And have a room full of those things. You say you have a lot of.
You say you have a lot of desks in the school.
Can I ask you about some?
Of course, now they have single desks now, where we used to have two sit at the desk.
Can I ask you about some buildings around a typical town? Say, if you wanted to check out a book, you'd go down to the
library.
And if you stayed overnight in a town, you'd stay at
the. Stay at home. Or hotel.
Or if you wanted to see a play or a movie, you'd go to the
theater. Of course, earlier they called them opera houses. Of course, they had live performances. They had movie motion pictures.
Or if you got sick, you might have to go into the
hospital. Okay.
And at the hospital, the woman who takes care of you is called the.
Well, she'd be called a nurse. I don't know, they have different titles for nurses. Mm-hmm.
What about if you had to catch a train? You'd go down to the
depot. Of course, we don't have trains anymore.
Could you call it anything else besides
station?
The railroad
station.
And if you had to catch a bus, you'd go to the
bus stop or bus station depot.
Well, you know, some small towns are arranged around the courthouse right in the center.
Square.
Oh, that's a square. Let me say, I don't know if you can see this or not, but if you were downtown and there were two streets that intersected each
mm-hmm.
other like that,
mm-hmm.
and you were at this corner and you wanted to get over here, but instead of crossing from here to here to here, you just went across like
that. You
wasn't
on the jaywalk now, unless you had the Denver lights to go on. Now, if you had the Denver lights, you'd cross anybody you want to.
That's another thing that was new to me that fellow I was interviewing in Fayetteville said last night. He said, the Denver system. I said, what? I'd never heard of that before.
Yeah, they have that in Arkansas. Of course,
yeah.
I think Little Rock did away with it, but Fayetteville, you can. And that was called the Denver system. And you can cut across, but then if they don't have the Denver system, then you should stay in your safety lane.
Mm-hmm.
And if you cut across, you're jaywalking.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people say they cross catty-cornered or
yeah,
something like that?
Yeah, catty-cornered. It's catty-wampus, catty-cornered.
What do you call these vehicles that you used to see in big cities that traveled on rails and had a wire overhead?
Old streetcar.
Streetcar?
Mm-hmm. Still use them in Europe, a lot of them. They have first, second, and third class. And different price for traveling. Three cars go together.
Ever heard streetcar called anything else?
Trolley.
Trolley.
That was way back in 1905.
What about this expression? Say if you're on a bus, you...